While the effects of the economic recession for some people are dire, for many, the implications are more subtle. Consider this. Valentine's Day is tomorrow, and restaurants are expecting a full house. But Saturday night is a gimme in the restaurant business, the busiest night of the week anyway. So along with lost business because of the bad economy, restaurants can't count on an extra Valentine's boost. We reached Bruce Moffat at his restaurant, Barrington's, in Charlotte, North Carolina. He's the chef and owner, and he figures a Saturday Valentine's Day is the worst-case scenario.
Yeah, I mean, best-case scenario, it would be in the middle of the week, and that way your Mondays and Tuesdays fill up, and also your weekend fills up, because everyone says, let's celebrate Valentine's, you know, after the big rush. So if it's on a Wednesday, you get a really busy week.
Mr. Moffat, given what's going on with the economy, what's business been like for you lately?
It's been pretty good. In Charlotte, it seems like the restaurants that are 60 seats and below seem to be doing very well, and some of the big monstrous 200-seaters are the ones that seem to be struggling in this economy.
And I assume you're full tomorrow?
We've been booked for Valentine's Day since before Christmas.
Since before Christmas, wow.
Yeah.
And you're a pretty small restaurant, so
yeah,
it fills up fast.
Yeah, we're only 40 seats, so we have about 90 reservations for tomorrow night.
And how many people do you figure you've turned away?
Oh, somewhere in the vicinity of 1,000 to 2,000.
You're, I'm sure, doing mostly tables for two tomorrow?
Yeah, and that's kind of the other problem with Valentine's Day, is any table that you have that's bigger than two people, you're only half fill it, so you're only generating half the revenue that you usually generate off one table.
Did you offer any, you know, Valentine's specials through the week lure business a little earlier on?
Well, no, we never had to do that, but what I did to help kind of make it financially profitable and to help make it more of a special night, I offer a 5-course prefix menu. And that comes with a split of champagne. It comes with an amuse of a roasted beet salad, and I cut the beets out into little hearts, which is kind of what I was doing right when you called. And then it's 5 courses. You get your choice of first course, a sorbet course, and then you get your choice of main course, and then we do a big kind of grand tasting for a dessert.
For the folks who can't get in tomorrow night on Valentine's Day, can they just wait a day? Can they come in on Sunday? Would that work?
I thought about that on Monday of this week, and I thought, how stupid. I should have been open 7 days this week and then offered the Sunday as well.
Oh, you're closed on Sundays.
Yeah, we're closed on Sundays.
Well, I did notice that next year, Valentine's Day falls on a Sunday.
It does. Next year we will be open on Sunday.
Safe to say.
Yeah, and then I'll probably close that Monday.
Well, Mr. Moffat, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's to you.
That's Bruce Moffat, the chef and owner of Barrington's Restaurant in Charlotte, North Carolina.